Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. I'm Lash Base Amy, and I will be joined today for episode number 9 by a very special guest. We will be talking about lash events and why they are worth it. So today I am joined by a very special guest because Jamie and Julie are currently flying over to Hong Kong to a trade show. The special guest is Lash Base Ellen, and today we're going to be talking about the success of the LBX party. We're going to be talking about how Ellen has joined Lash Base and why people should attend events, why people should hold events in their salons, and we'll go from there. So over to you, Ellen.
Hi, everyone. Sorry that you're lumbered with me this week as Jamie is not here. So hopefully I'm going to do a good job. Like Amy, this is massively out of my comfort zone. So I'm a little bit nervous, but we're going to see how we get on, how we go.
Yeah, otherwise we might get sacked.
Yeah, if you don't hear from us next week, then you know Jamie's
giving
us
the cut. Yeah, we've gone.
So yeah, let's get into it, Amy. So what should we talk about first?
I think we should start talking about the LBX party and how it went, how massively successful it was. I'm kind of just getting over it. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm definitely just about recovered, I think. It was a bit of a crazy night.
But, it was. It was good fun though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think everyone had a great time and yeah, definitely feeling the effects yesterday, that's for sure.
And today.
And today, yeah.
I feel like it was such a good event and everybody is still talking about it, which I'm sure they will for a few days to come, but I'm still buzzing a little bit from it.
Yeah, I've definitely got a bit of like an adrenaline rush for sure.
I'm not surprised though, because you know it has taken quite a while to plan. And when did you start, Ellen? A few months ago?
Yeah, I started with the company on the 5th of August, so I've been here just over 3 months now, which has gone very quickly, actually.
No, it has. I think it's because of all the planning that we've been doing, and that was kind of your first job, wasn't it? Well, start planning the LBX party.
Yeah, it was. Jamie sort of sprung that on me my first week. So yeah, just a small matter of a 10-year anniversary to plan. No pressure or anything.
And also, just to say, Jamie did say that if she didn't successfully execute the LBX party, she wouldn't have her contract renewed.
Yeah, so I did think my job might be on the line. I'm happy to say that they've kept my contract going, so I will be sticking at Lash Base for the time being.
He's so mean.
I know, although Jamie keeps saying that I think I'm just going to be on a probation period till the next event, so it's just going to roll over, but signed on the dotted line now, so yeah, can't get rid of me.
Definitely. And I think there will be another event. Everybody absolutely loved the LBX party. We all had such an amazing time. But can you just run through what you had to do to make it such a great event?
Yeah, so let's run through it. So I think before I joined the company, this had sort of been in the works for quite a long time, hadn't it?
Yeah.
I think the team definitely wanted to celebrate, you know, the amazing decade in lashes, basically.
Absolutely.
Like, that's such an achievement. So trying to sort of fit this in like about a 2-month schedule of putting an event together was quite difficult. As I think a lot of people know, when you're trying to plan an event or get together with people, trying to find like a date, a time, a venue where you can get as many people there as possible is quite challenging.
It was a little bit like a wedding.
Yeah, it was like planning a wedding. Amy's definitely said that she felt like she was planning her wedding all over again.
I did. I've got to say though, I did really enjoy it. I found it so much fun. A little bit stressful, but not mega stressful.
It was a good kind of stress, yeah. I think. And we just wanted to make sure that everyone had a really good time. So I think, where do we begin? I'd say probably trying to find a date, which was
tough.
Maybe one of the hardest things, just because obviously, you know, lash artists, they work at the weekends, a lot of them, you know, trying to find a place that everyone can travel to. We thought it would probably have to be a hotel so anyone that was traveling could stay overnight.
And also somewhere close to an airport and train station, that sort of thing. Because we do have a lot of customers and clients of ours. They're all over the country and world.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We did think that it would mainly be people within this country visiting us and celebrating with us.
Yeah, so we, after looking at a few venues, coming up with a couple of ideas, we settled on the Southampton Harbour Hotel. which is lovely, and also quite close to the airport, so that worked quite well with people flying in, which is crazy to think people were flying in to come to our event.
And thank you to everyone that did.
Thank you for traveling far and wide to attend. We do really appreciate it. So yeah, we went to have a look at the venue. We knew that we needed somewhere that was going to accommodate quite a large guest list. I think we sort of planned on inviting about 200 people, which is a lot of people to try and get in. But yeah, we wanted like a nice open space, something that we could add our own twist to, and something where like the music could be like nice and loud and echo around the room. There had to be a bar, there had to be food, and it had
definitely had to be a bar.
I think that was one of the most important things. So yeah, we sort of went from there, went to see the room, really liked
it. Beautiful room. For those that did attend, how beautiful was that room? Especially the chandeliers. I think that's what sold it to us.
Yeah, I think that was the main deciding factor there. Yeah, so once we had the venue sorted, we then had the small matter of deciding how we were going to entertain 200 guests and who we were going to invite as well, because we wanted to include everyone, really. You know, it's such an amazing celebration, and we wanted to enjoy that with the people that have supported us over the 10 years of Lashbase.
Yeah, we did. So we sorted our DJ out.
We did.
And we also decided that we wanted a videographer there. And the reason for that was because, well, firstly, we knew that we would be busy throughout the night, and we knew we wouldn't be able to talk to everybody. So it was going to be quite nice to look back and see what everybody got up to, because we weren't around for everything.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's nice to look back on in a few years, maybe in another 10 years we can look back on it. But it was also done because we know not everybody could attend, and we wanted everybody to be part of the celebration. So we will, when we get that video sent to us, we will publish that, won't we?
Yeah, definitely. We used a brilliant company called Bullet Media. They were amazing, weren't they?
They really
managed to capture the night. We're waiting on the video, but once we've got it through, no doubt we will be posting it on our social media channels for everyone to have a little watch.
I think also we've got so many photos.
Yeah, we have a lot of photos.
We've had some previews sent over, and they are amazing. We are so pleased. The photographer we used was James White Photography. Both him and Bullet Media were both recommended to us, and we're so pleased with what we've received so far.
Agreed.
What they've captured, and hopefully what the video would have captured as well. So that'll be interesting.
It
will
be very
interesting.
I
wonder what antics we're
going to
see.
Yeah, especially those that hit the dance floor. I think we put together quite a good party playlist, and there was a lot of people up and dancing, which was brilliant. But we can't take full credit for that. We do have to thank Hampshire DJs, in particular Dan Mills, who was the DJ for our event.
He was so good.
Yeah, I think he did an amazing job. I think he played a really good range of songs, and everyone seemed to be enjoying the music.
I think so. It was good to watch, because we were obviously not drinking.
We didn't really get much of a chance to dance because we were just sort of like running around.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see everyone else having a good time.
Absolutely. We loved it. So before we talk about why you should attend these kind of events, or why you should hold these little events, well, it wasn't a little event, it was quite a big deal, you know.
But just a little.
But why you should kind of hold little events in your salon, we just want to run through what was in the goodie bag, and really kind of thank everybody for putting it into the goodie bag, because they were quite a nice little bag.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, was it? I think we've had some really good feedback on the goodie bags, actually, and we're really pleased that everyone loved the products that were inside. The companies that we worked for the goodie bags actually did contribute product for free, which we really appreciate, because obviously it was quite a lot to ask. You know, 200 products for free is a lot, especially for a small business. But we really wanted to support small businesses on this, I think, and get their name
out
there
and
celebrate, you know, the amazing products that they're producing. We think people need to know about them. Yeah. So, so to start off, I'm going to plug my sister here.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think she's Everybody's absolutely loving the hair scrunchies. Who thinks we should get the hair scrunchies in, by the way? Because I've currently got two in my hair and I love them.
I did see a few people wearing them in the spa the next day as well. So love that. But yeah, my sister Grace, she has her own company called We Made This Studio, and they very kindly produced 200 hair scrunchies for us with our lash base branding.
Yeah, and didn't she hand stitch them as well?
She did. She hand stitched everyone herself. So massive effort and a lot of hard work on those. But
Well done, Grace.
Yeah, well done, Grace. Thank you.
And also one of my favourites was the earrings. They are lovely. I've got a pair for myself.
Yeah, wear the them earrings to our party. Were amazing. Definitely a statement piece, that's for sure. They were supplied by Andrea from Violet Loves. She's got a great Instagram page. She does amazing products. Some amazing. If you're into like your custom statement jewellery, she is your girl.
Absolutely. And also the pick and melt candles.
Oh,
I think
yes.
Some people got them confused with pick and mix, and I absolutely love that on the bag it says you can't eat them or
I know.
Not edible or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think a few people, I know a couple of the girls in the office when they came in actually thought they were sweets. So a little bit disappointing maybe. But
but we did have Rebecca's sweet cones in there, didn't we?
We did. So we catered for both, the sweet tooth.
Yeah, and they were really tasty, and she very kindly branded them pink for us. That was very nice of her. And lastly, we had the gold collagen, didn't we? The little bottles of collagen gold.
Yeah, that you can drink. Does amazing things for your skin, your hair, your nails. So definitely going to be sipping on that, I think, through the week and trying to make it last.
Definitely. But thank you to everybody that contributed to the bags. They were a great hit with everybody. Thank you. Okay, so now we want to talk about why should you attend lash events. There are quite a few up and down the country and abroad as well. You may be aware that Jamie attended a couple in America this year. I think there was one in Miami and also recently the LashCon in LA. All very, very successful events. And it's a great way to network and meet people within the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great opportunity to meet other people that, you know, do what you do. I think the lash industry, particularly if you work on your own or if you're mobile, it can be quite a lonely place sometimes, I think.
Yeah, I think even though you've got clients and you're seeing people day in, day out, you don't really have anyone to fall back on or talk to about the industry, really,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's nice to meet people that share the same passion and drive as you, for definite.
Yeah, and they get it, don't they, as well? Everybody within the same industry understands. So that's really nice as well. I mean, we don't necessarily do lashes anymore, or I used to, but it's still really interesting for me. That's why I work for Lashbase.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great opportunity to learn as well, like listen to other people, how they run their businesses, get ideas, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's definitely one you should think about. If you haven't already attended a lash event, you definitely, definitely should.
So just touching on the subject of learning, I think having been to a couple of events myself, I think you come away knowing so much more. And I think learning is definitely a bit of an ongoing process, would you think, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you go for your initial training, that shouldn't just be kind of it. You definitely need to attend events as well as kind of mentoring. I think we're going to probably do a podcast on this anyway. When Jamie gets back, we're going to talk about lash training. But events are definitely a way of kind of progressing in the industry. So definitely attend them if you get the opportunity to. We'll probably put up some events that are coming up in 2020 as well, so that you can see what are available in the UK or America or wherever it may
be. If you fancy a little holiday, then maybe attend some that are in America and go over to the States.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? So attending events is one thing, but hosting is another thing. And from our experience over the weekend and the planning process, it is a little bit nerve-wracking, but so worthwhile. It was so great to meet so many of you.
I think if you are hosting an event, you do feel sort of a little bit of pressure because you want everyone to have a good time and also take something from it. which, you know, is important because you want that satisfaction. But if you have your own salon, or even if you work on your own, just from a room from your house, it might be worth looking into hosting your own event if you think that's something that you would like to do.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't have the space in your home or wherever it might be, some people I know work from salons or hairdressers, it might be worth looking into hiring a little room somewhere. I know like hotels and conference areas, they all have spaces available, and some actually do it for free, don't they?
Yeah.
So if you are thinking about holding a little event for your customers, then it might be worth looking into different areas. But if you have got your own salon, definitely do it in the salon, because then people get to see the salon as a whole rather than just a little room that they go into, and maybe get to meet other members of staff.
Yeah, definitely. And you've kind of already got your venue sorted if you have your salon, so that's sort of like the first hurdle overcome.
Yeah.
You've got the space, you've got the room, and it's nice because it's sort of like a little hub really where everyone can join together and meet each other.
Definitely. And it's so nice as well to kind of meet your clients without the you know, whilst you're doing their lashes, because you can't always talk to your clients when you're doing your their lashes, because, well, one, they shouldn't be talking because their eyes start twitching. But I know some people do talk to their clients whilst they're doing the lashes, but it is nice to kind of have a more casual conversation with them rather than kind of talking to them whilst you're trying to concentrate at the same time.
Yeah, it makes it sort of look a bit more like a social occasion, I think. And yeah, you get to, it sort of makes it a bit more personal as well. I think it's nice for clients to meet the person behind the business or behind the brand. And you know who's doing your lashes, like, you know, me, myself and Amy and Jamie, we've all got our own Instagrams, because it's nice to know that we're the people sort of
behind
the lash
and Julie
team. Yeah, Julie's, and Julie there, of course.
But Julie hasn't actually put anything on her Instagram account. She occasionally puts a story up. But yeah, that's kind of why Jamie started doing his, and then I soon followed because he made me. yeah, that is the reason why we started our Instagram accounts, was because we wanted people to know who we were, and we wanted people to interact with us, because when you interact with a brand, it's not always easy to know who you're speaking to. So it's kind of nice to get our personalities across, although I find it quite difficult to. We do struggle, me and Ellen. We're getting there.
Yeah, but we're not as outgoing as Jamie, are we? I think he looks absolutely like nails it.
Absolutely. I think it's easier in when you see someone face on to talk to them.
Agreed.
But over Instagram or social media, it is a little bit more difficult. But that's why you should hold events, why you should have your customers come to you to meet you, because it is nice to see the person that's doing their lashes socially.
Exactly.
Events are also a great marketing tool, let's face it. When you have your customers or clients come to you, you don't just want to chat to them about what they did last week or when they're going on holiday next, but you want to talk to them about what treatments that you offer, if you offer something other than lashes, because some people find it a little bit difficult talking about what treatments they offer whilst they're doing lashes. So it is the perfect opportunity to talk about other procedures, other treatments that you offer within the salon, not necessarily just what you offer, but maybe what your colleagues offer. But yeah, it is a good marketing tool.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I definitely agree with you there, and especially as well to sort of get a bit of feedback as well. Really, I think at Lashbase we take our customer feedback really seriously, and we always appreciate people's comments because it's how we can learn and adapt as a business and see, you know, what people think. Really, it's nice to know people's opinions
and what they want as well. It might be that you don't know about this latest treatment that's available, and they might say, oh, when are you going to get this, and you can learn from them as much as they can learn from you, can't you, really?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a two-way thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So just rounding up really what we've talked about today, if you don't currently run little events in your salon, then you definitely should. We've taken so much from the event we've done over the weekend. It was so much fun. We know a lot of people took a lot from it and had so much enjoyment as well, didn't they?
We're already sort of getting requests to do another one, aren't we? Which is lovely. So, you know, maybe we need to make this an annual thing.
Yeah, what do you think, Jamie? I know you're listening.
In the skies.
maybe anyway. But yeah, if you don't do events, then you really, really should. It is, like I said, a really good opportunity to meet your customers. And, you know, if they bring some people along with them, then brilliant. You've got yourself some more customers.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to sort of just shout about your business, really. I mean, there's so many amazing people out there that work really, really hard. And, you know, strive to make their business bigger and better. So it's a great opportunity to meet customers and potential customers as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, get planning for 2020. We hope to see some tags in some posts to say that you've got some little events running in your salon. And we'd love to hear if you do. And maybe we can attend one or two.
Yeah, it would be nice to if they're in the area. We might be able to pop along.
Yeah. Or maybe in the other side of the world or something.
Yeah, if anyone wants to plan any in America, me and Amy will be happy to attend.
Yeah, definitely, that'd be amazing. We won't be Ellen may or may not be back next week. It depends.
Yeah, we'll see how I've done. Jamie might boot me off, so he'll be back.
He'll be back next week anyway. We will hopefully be talking about possibly training within the industry. But we will also put a little post out to ask you what you want to hear as well from Lash Base Jamie next week. Thank you for listening to episode 9. It's been great. Thank you.